Blog Talk Radio.
How strong you have to be to make a black woman smile? Do you have any idea what an accomplishment that is? Because she has borne the weight of this country on her back for 400 years. She's been carrying the load of America in her belly since its infancy. She has suffered the agony of unassisted, husbandless childbearing since the 60s. Have you any idea how much strength it takes to put a smile on her face? You need the strength of Samson, the nerve of Joshua, and the courage of David facing Goliath. Because she has cultivated in her womb the marvel of the universe, only to have her hopes and dreams aborted and her aspirations show up dead on arrival. She's given birth to kings and queens and delivered on her majestic promise, only to see her children kidnapped and sold to a criminal with no respect for her royalty. If you can make a black woman smile, you are a miracle worker. Imagine breastfeeding your child in Virginia, having him snatched from your arms, branded, then hijacked to Louisiana, and publicly fondled on a New Orleans auction block. If the memory of that pain was locked bound in your DNA, would you be smiling? If you breastfed someone else's child only to watch her grow old enough to call you darky, pickaninny, and nappy-headed jigaboo, you wouldn't be smiling either. If you can make a black woman smile, you have done something. If you can make her smile, you are stronger than Apple, because God knows she has been. She's been raped and ravaged and scorned and nearly annihilated. She's been pimped and pummeled and stoned and deliberately depreciated. She has cooked and cleaned and sewn and never been compensated. She's been forced to watch the offspring of her loins mangled and maligned across centuries. Her character has been continuously smeared, assassinated over and over and over, again and again and again. You ever thought about how strong you have to be just to be a black woman? She's had to make brick without straw after being stripped of all her customs, all her culture, and all her traditions. No other woman in the history of the civilized world has gone through what she's gone through. No other being on the planet has endured what she has endured. She's been chastised, criticized, demonized and terrorized. She's had to stand when her man was bull-ripped for trying to stand. She's had to stand when her man was castrated for trying to stand. She's had to stand when her man was hung by his neck for trying to stand. She's had to carry her man, because every time he tried to carry himself, he was murdered for trying to do so. Ask Betty Shabazz about Malcolm. Ask Coretta Scott King about Martin. Ask Emmett Till's mother. If you can make a black woman smile, you have achieved something. Since 1619, when we came in chains, the entire world's been messing with her brain, disrespecting her, calling her out of her name. And she's tired. Just plain Fannie Lou Hamer tired. Tired of being called B words and H words and N words and other words and everything except the child of God that she is. But the one thing in this world that will make a black woman smile is her man. A real man. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, she will smile. She will smile regularly and gladly. So man up, my brother. Man up and make your woman smile. Treat her like the queen that she is. She deserves it. And recognize this. In all of God's creation, there is nothing more alluring, more appealing, or attractive. Nothing more beautiful. Nothing more charming, more charismatic, or captivating. There's nothing more delightful. Nothing more elegant or exquisite. There's nothing more fascinating. There's nothing more inspiring, intoxicating, or invigorating. There is nothing more magnificent, nothing more lovely than a black woman's smile.
And I will vouch for that. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. It is truly a blessing, and we thank you for being here. Brad, let me open up Brother Donia. Brother Donia, how are you on this wonderful first day of the week?
First thing I want to say is Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers.
Thank you, thank you.
Second thing is that that's a powerful, powerful piece you just played there. I'm telling you, man, it hits home in every area, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm, you know, I love that piece. I love it.
Hallelujah. It's a beautiful day, you know, to be able to, for us, for our men to be able to say, we appreciate you. You know, we thank you for taking care of our children. You know, when I should have been there and I wasn't, we thank you for being the mother and the father. When I should have stepped up and I wasn't where I was supposed to be, we just want to say thank you for being as strong as you are, you know, and being criticized for being that strong, but strong enough to make sure that our children were well taken care of and that they had the necessary nurture and the necessary warmth and all of the things that they needed to become grown-up adults. And, you know, this is what this day is all about, you know, and we have one for the mother and the father. And we don't see anything wrong with it because the scriptures say you are to honor your mother and your father because it is something, you know, that you have to reverence, and Yah holds you accountable for honoring your mother and father.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. There's nothing more alluring than a black woman's smile. Oh, man. Man, they got on for me. I had to do the same thing to a bunch of my ex-wife. I had to explain it to her how my heart is broken for the things that I should have been doing that I wasn't doing. You know, and it could have been better. I really believe that my existence with my ex-wife, you understand, would have been better if I had done better, you know.
Yes, we all, you know, have to come to that, you know, that realization. And that's what this show is all about, you know, because guess why we're going to do this? Because the black women need to hear you men say that, you know, and they do. I mean, not necessarily just Hebrew Israelite women, black women all over the world need to hear this, you know, because like you said, ever since we've been in this captivity, we have been broken. And now, guess what they're doing? They're pimping us out to the men of the other nations. And open television, on commercials and everywhere. We belong to you. And this is the opportunity for us to talk to you. And we want, and you know what, and all to, from me to all of the mothers, Happy Mother's Day. You know, it's not easy doing this, but we do it because we know we have to do it. Happy Mother's Day to all of you all, you know, and we thank you. Some of you don't have your children anymore, but still, Happy Mother's Day. You deserve it. You deserve a day where somebody says thank you. You know, if nobody else ever says it and nobody else ever tells you, we appreciate you for what you've done, the contribution that you have made, and the things that you have sacrificed. Because it truly is a sacrifice to be a mother. It's a sacrifice, you know, and to all the mothers. You know, not just the black women, all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day, period. You know, because it's a sacrifice.
And we would not be here if it don't be for our women. Because then we wouldn't be here. And I understand the circumstances that they had to endure in order to bring this, whatever position that you are in. It was a task. We in captivity. It was a task, I'm sure. You understand?
Yeah.
So my hat is off to all the women that, you know, even the ones that's coming along now, man, they got to go through some stuff, too. You understand what I'm saying? But it can be easier. You understand? If you take on the understanding and read your Torah, you know, read the book, the Bible, from the beginning to the end. And it'll give you a foundation to live off of. Those that are just coming out now, mothers and all the children that's growing up now, they need to start now to try to get some understanding. You know, because this ain't going to always be here for us. Or as if it ever was. But, you understand, we need to start doing this stuff now. You understand?
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. And that's what this is about. Today is about, you know, we want to hear from the men today. We want the men to talk to the black women today. You know, and this is a day when you acknowledge her. This is a day when you tell her how special she is. This is a day that we do this. And whether or not they own the call or not, we're going to put this on the internet for all of the women to be able to hear. This is a day when we step up to the plate and say, look, I appreciate you. I do. I appreciate all the things that you've done. Everything. You don't know what it's like. I can tell you firsthand what it's like to be a mother. You know, I can tell you what it's like to be a mother married, and I can tell you what it's like to be a single mother. I can tell you what that's like. I have lived it. You know, and it was difficult. It was difficult all the way around. You know, and it took some perseverance. You know, you really don't know what you got in you until you're put in that situation, because it takes everything out of you. You got to put everything in it to get something out of it. And it was days when I wanted to quit, but I looked at them little kids and I said, they don't have nobody but me. I got to be the, I brought them here, and I got to be the one to make sure I get them where they are today. You know, and I just wanted to, you know, to be able to say that, because we need for people to be able to say, you know, to understand what it's like. You know, we hear so much negativity in Israel about women, and the women need to shut up, and the women need to do this, and the women need to be quiet and don't speak, and don't. If we didn't talk, you wouldn't exist.
I hear you.
It wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? We need. Look, I'm just saying, anybody want to push one, I know you're not going to be quiet today. I would really be offended, you know, if we had a call full of men today and nobody said anything, because we talk about all the other issues. If we can talk about Trump, we can talk about the women. If we can talk about Iran, it's something you've got to say to some woman that's out there that has your children, and you want to say something to her. Like he said, you know, sometimes you got to humble down and apologize. I wasn't the man that I thought I should have been. I could have did things a whole lot better. You know, and I apologize for the things that I've done. And I thank you for taking the time out of raising my children. Those are the things that black women need to hear.
That is correct, man. And I commend my ex-wife, man. She did a magnificent job keeping them to the point that they ain't none of them in jail. You understand? Ain't none of them on narcotics. You understand? And, you know, they haven't permitted it. She did a magnificent job without me. And I mean, not that I was so far away, you understand, I was always available, but I wasn't there like I was supposed to, and I knew I could have done better. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, that's honest. Brother Doniano, I appreciate you being honest. You know, I do. I appreciate you being honest. And so many of them get caught up with child support. Well, she shouldn't have put all that aside today. Yeah, you know, because I can go there, too. I have been there, too. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, it take money to raise these kids. You know, they need things. But most of all, they need you. You know, we just got to be honest. You know, and it's just a tribute today to her, whoever she is. I called my mom this morning and said, Happy Mother's Day. I love you. Thank you. You know, you were a mother to me. You were a mother. You know, and that's just honest. You know what I'm saying? And nobody's perfect. No mother is perfect. There is no playbook that goes with this thing right here. You do the best you can when you're in the situation. Yes, we could have did some things that different. Yes, we could have made a better, put more effort, but we did the best we could. And this is a day when you just say thank you. Anybody else want to push one? Any mother on the phone that want to push one? Because the men just ain't talking today, but that's okay. What about the women? Is some mothers on the phone? Hold on. Here we go. Area code 928. Go ahead. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, sister. I just want to say thank you to all the women. I've had wonderful women in my life that helped make me a man. When the men in my family weren't there, starting with my grandma, starting with my mother, my aunts, my uncle, they actually really taught me how to be a man, and that was women. I also want to take the time to say thank you to my wife and that. And I really appreciate what she's done with my kids.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah.
We praise Yah. It's a blessing to hear that, my brother, for real. Because the women, what do you say to the women of Israel? The women, the downtrodden, the ones that's brokenhearted, the ones that just being mistreated. You know, what would you say to them today? Because somebody somewhere is about to give up. You know, just because a day like this, nobody says thank you. You know, the day, these kind of days that the governments and stuff set aside to do certain things, believe it or not, some of the people expect it because everybody else is getting it. So for those who didn't get anything today, they didn't get a flower, they didn't get a card, they didn't get anything, what do you say to them?
I just say thank you to all of them because, without the women, we wouldn't have a nation. Without women, we wouldn't have anything. We wouldn't even be here. And I just say thank you to all women. That's, you know, and I encourage all the brothers out there, at least for one day, shut up and just appreciate the sisters in our lives. Just for one day, with everybody, stop all this craziness and just go out, open a door, be courteous, be polite to our women. You know, that's all I have to say.
And not only that, they should do, you know, this should be a thing that you do automatically anyway. You understand?
That's good.
And we shouldn't, this should open the start, to open the floodgates of us doing something for our women all the time. Because without them, we don't have no nation, period.
I know that.
Yeah. And they came up when we couldn't. And we were blackballed, so to speak, without anything. They stepped up, man, whether they wanted to or not. You understand? I know I was a handful. You understand? You know, and she had sense enough, man, to kick me to the curb, son. And I think it was the Almighty that did it, that made me see the light, man, that how much of a handful I was. I was a handful. I'm going to tell you that right now. Breaks my heart in two to know that I could have done better. And I know that I could have done better.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Okay, area code 928. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Oh, we're having a hard time hearing you, sis. For some reason, you sound far, far away.
Uh-oh. Give me a moment.
Oh, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to you and to all the mothers on the line. And I just want to take a different approach because there are some mothers out there that they did a great job, but for some reason children sometimes go astray and they don't appreciate yet, you know, what has been done. And they think that they could have did a better job, but God put you in that position, and you did what you knew to do, and you will be rewarded. One day they're going to see that it's not as easy as they may think, but God sees, and He knows, and I just want to say happy Mother's Day to those who have a great time and those who have a difficult time, or wherever you are in motherhood. Just hold on and be encouraged.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Those are the things that matter, because some people don't hear nothing today. They just don't. You know, and for, as Hebrew Israelites, sometimes we feel like we don't have to do what the heathens do. But we ought to outdo the heathen or the Gentile. We ought to outdo them. We should. Our nation should be so polished, it doesn't matter whether it's this day or tomorrow or the next day or the day after next. We, like he said, we have to be an example for the young men and the young women so that they can feel like they appreciate it and do the things that they need to do. This is one day out of the year, one day out of the year that we say thank you. Anybody else want to push one? I know we have a lot of people on this line, and I know it's more than two people on this line that have something to say, whether you male or female. We all ought to push one to have something to say, because you know what? If we was talking about reparations, the line would be pushed. If we was talking about the 400-year prophecy, we have five or six people already pushing one and saying something. These are the things that encourage our people, our young people, that are the new mothers that are coming up. You know, and to me, from me to them, you know, I know it's hard. I've lived it. I know what it takes. I know how you feel. I know what it's like to look across the table and you got three little kids looking at you. I know how it feels to buy three pairs of shoes and six pairs of pants and seven pairs of shirts and four coats and 12 pairs of socks and all that before you take care of yourself. I know what that's like. I understand how that feels. You know, but guess what? We get out there and we make it happen. We get out there and we get those jobs and we make that happen. And yeah, you might need a little help. Yeah, you might need some food stamps. Yeah, you might need some help with daycare. Yes, you might need some assistance doing some of those things. But don't you dare feel bad about it, because our ancestors built this place from the outhouse to the White House, and you deserve every bit of help that you get. And don't dare feel, because when you get on your feet, you'll be able to help somebody else. But I know what that feels like, dragging them to the babysitter in the cold, dragging them to the daycare in the rain. I know how that feels. I can tell you firsthand how that feels, but I can promise you one thing, that I'm going to tell you something that one of the older women told me a long time ago. She said, if you do right by your children, the Lord will bless you. And if you do right by your children, you'll have everything that you need. And if you do right by your children, when they grow up, they will respect you. And I'm going to tell you the same thing. If you do right by your children, the Most High will look out for you. I promise you that.
That is correct. That is correct.
I promise you.
Yes, sister. You are absolutely correct. You understand?
No, this is Mother's Day.
I commend all of that you mentioned. I commend them, you understand, because I know they're going through it, man. It's a terrible thing. And this is just the modern era that we're talking about. We not even mentioned back there in them days where that brother mentioned that they fed other people's children. West fed other people's children.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
They did all kinds of stuff, man, for us to be in the position that we're in today. Whether, you know, we need to give them all that credit for us to be in this position that we're in today, because, you understand, without those suffering things that we had to go, that they had to go through, I understand.
Yes, hallelujah. I agree with you.
Telling you, I was a handful, man. You understand? So, I mean, along with you, you know, and then, you know, fortunately, you understand, the Almighty seen something that I didn't see in me. You understand? Because I turn around completely, and I'm able to apologize to her. I have apologized. I'd like to apologize for a bunch of our brothers and sisters that, you know, especially, you understand, that don't make the effort to do it. I know that they mean well, man. You understand? It's just the situations, the circumstances that we're in, you understand, that keeps us so far apart. But it's going to get better. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Area code 904, your mic is open, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Happy Mother's Day, Sister Yaina, and all the mothers
on
the line. And I just want to encourage us to continue to train while we raise our children. I am a mom of two little ones, and it's not easy, but it's a wonderful responsibility, and I can't stress enough to train while we raise them. And wherever we feel short and we don't know what to do, we can always go to our Father who gives us instruction, and we can just go and make our request known to him, ask him for the wisdom, because some of us don't come from backgrounds where we saw good motherhood modeled, so we don't know necessarily what to do. And in those times, let's just call on the Father and ask for his wisdom and understand that we have a responsibility to train and to raise. And I stress that because I, like I said, have two little ones, did not have the best upbringing by far, and had a lot of questions. And then I had to think, I'm not just loving these children for who they are today, but who they are to become. And when I had that mind, that changed everything. And how I took care of them, how we raise and train them, it's not just, oh, you're so cute, I'm going to play with you. No, I need to think about these behaviors and what's going on now. If it's not dealt with, what will happen when you come of age, when you're a teenager, when you're this age, or when you're that age? And so, again, I just say, train while we raise, and always seek the Most High when we don't have the answers, and he'll give them to us.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. I love that. I think that is absolutely great, because you know what I found out is that when they got older and they had to go out into that world is when I sat down and I had to contemplate, did I tell them everything? You know, because I was busy protecting them, and I was busy clothing them, and I was busy educating them, you know, but the things that they have to face when they go out into that big old world of people who don't care about them, and people who don't love them, and people who don't have their best interests at heart. Do you know how to spot the con man? Do you know how to spot the dope man? Do you know how to spot the pimp? Do you know, I mean, just all of the things that the world brings. You know, it's when I sat down and I had to ask myself, did you do all of those things? Did you fall short in some areas? And then I realized that as they become older, then I was able to become that voice of reason. And I was able to get it in as they were older to let them know, you know, that these are the things that you look for, out for, and these are the things that you spot, you know, and these are the things that you have to be careful for, not to try to get yourself caught up into, you know. And they made some mistakes. They did. They made some mistakes. But at the same time, they listened. When I thought they weren't listening, they were listening. You know, so I agree with you when you say train. I agree with you because that's a part of nurture, you know. And you know, like I said, we're here. We're older mothers. Our children are grown. If you need any advice at any time, please feel free, you know, to call, you know, or to reach out. You know, we don't want anybody to feel like they're overwhelmed, because it can be overwhelming when you're by yourself. It can. You know, it can be there, you know, but we have to keep, you know, we have to hold each other up. Iron sharpens iron, you know, and this is what mothers do. And, you know, we have an amazing resilience about ourselves, and we're able to do all those things, you know, and take care of ourselves. So I appreciate, you know, that information, because somebody out there needs to hear you say that. And that's definitely important, you know, for them to be able to hear that. Anybody else have anything else they want to add?
Well, I'm going to add something. I remember growing up as a child, about 6 or 7 years old, and I remember my grandmother. You know, my dad, I love him. I always will respect him, but he didn't do the right things always. And I remember my grandma taking all of us kids in. There was 8 of us. Took all of us in, fed all of us, took care of all of us. Never did have a frown on her face. Took my mom in, which was a daughter-in-law. Taught her how to be a mom. Taught her how to love her kids. Do the right thing by her kids. There's so much that we can say about women and what they do mean to us. It's just a lot of things we can say. And everybody's right. I just want to say once again, I appreciate all the mothers on this line.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. All praises to the Most High Yah. What a blessing. You know, and I, you know, like I said, this is a lot of people on here. I know somebody else has something to say. This is not one of those calls where we should never have to prep you when it comes to our people and our children and our young people. Because these, we're getting ready to start a women's class call here in a minute, because these are the things that we need to be able to show. We need to be able to have parenting classes and to show them what to do, how to handle stress, the things that you do to handle stress, where you don't, you're not stressed out and you're not beating the kids half to death, you know, because you're mad because things are not going. You know, how to do budgeting, how to do billing and all that kind of stuff, how to make arrangements when you can't meet your bills, and so that you don't have no, when you don't run out of money, all the things that go along with being a single mother or even a married mother. You know, for you all that are married and have husbands, I know your husband put you on today, you know what I'm saying, and treated you right and propped up your feet and rubbed your feet and, you know, different things like the stuff, you know, the stuff you guys do. I know you guys did right by your married women. You know, and I honor, you know, Israel's men for doing that, because those are the things that make us different from the other nations. The people that are not conscious ought to be looking over at us like, what they got going on? I want a man like that. How come you don't do that? You know, those are the things that we have to do. Those are the blessings that the Most High will give us when the time comes. You know, that's what we have to look forward to. And, you know, allow us to be doing this and honor ourselves, honor the women, the mothers, because we, like I said, we the ones that raise the children. You know, I used to be a foster parent. I fostered a lot of children in this city, a lot, and they always come back. All of them come back, and they'd be like, you was one of the good ones. You know, and I didn't understand it. I was like, I don't understand. Where are their parents? What happened to their mothers? Some of them was on drugs. Some of them was prostitution. Some of them just couldn't cope. They couldn't do it. You know, and they just walked away. They just couldn't do it. I used to take the children to visit their mothers, and I didn't understand that. I was like, wait a minute now. You know, but everybody can't handle everything like everybody else can. You know, so as a nation, we have to help each other to come together. Some children went back to their parents. So it's a blessing to be able to do that. Okay, we got area code 832. Area code 832, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Happy Mother's Day, ladies. I just want to, man, the reason why I couldn't come on a little early, because I was just crying. And, you know, brothers, I just want to thank you for saying the things that you did. You don't know how important that is for us to hear that. We are this nation's enemy. They hate us. And they hate us. So they, like that brother said, if they get rid of them, the females, they're going to get rid of them too. That, you guys are the main target. But we are the canal that you come out of. They hate us. But I thank you. Thank you for saying that. That's all I can say right now. Again, you know, happy Mother's Day, ladies, you know, stay strong, you know. That's the only thing I can say. Praise you.
Area code 540, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. 540.
Oh, sorry, I had my phone mute.
That's okay.
Shalom, happy Mother's Day to you, Sister Yaina, and to all the mothers that are on the line or those even off the line. Someone, please, if you're close to a woman, hug her and tell her happy Mother's Day and remind her that Yeshua loves her no matter what she's going through. I just want to encourage all mothers, especially those who start out this life with more than one child. I started out with twins, ended up with four. Mother of four, grandmother of six, great-grandmother of 10. All isn't perfect, but I thank God for all that is well. Pray for your children no matter what. They're never hopeless. They're never alone. Put them in the hands of Yah. And don't worry. Don't lose any sleep. Don't be depressed, because we know that He is capable. I thank you for your program. I thank you for your words of encouragement. And I thank God, I thank Yah for the husband that he has now given me in my latter years, who makes a great difference in my life, in the lives of one of my children and grandchildren and great-grand. Yah bless you all. Keep praying. He's able.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. I'm trying not to cry. You know, I'm holding back the tears. I'm trying my best not to cry, you know, but it's something that we need. It's something that we have to have. It's something you don't understand. That's why I say you all don't understand the impact to just hear a man say, you know, thank you. Everybody just got a baby mama. You ain't talked to her. You haven't called her. You need to dial up the phone and don't fight. You know, it's a way. Just don't. The day's not a day to fight. And just say thank you. I know I haven't been what I should have been, but thank you. I needed to. I could have did better. And I know we've been arguing over child support, but thank you for raising my children. Thank you for having. You understand what it's like to have a child grow inside of you. You don't know what that means. To have another human body inside of you that's growing inside of you, that's pushing on your ribs and laying on your kidneys and foot all up in your ribs and you don't know what that's like for a child to stretch out and move around in your stomach and you have to carry it around. You know, that's a bond that's there between the mother, the father, and the child. And when one of those parties or components are missing, you know, it takes away from it all. But you know what? It means something. I told you, men, it means something when you can step up and say, I thank you. You know, just talking to the women, period, the women of Israel, period, to say, you know, we appreciate you. No, you're not a bitch. And no, you're not a whore. And no, you're not that. You are the women that Yah gave us, and we love you. Thank you. That means everything. You know, and it's almost like, you know, when I first came on the scene, there was a war going on. And I said, wait a minute. What's going on here? You know, and I talked to one of the brothers, and he was like, they just hurting. Everybody's hurt. Well, it's time to heal the hurt. It's time to move forward. It's time to start building each other up and holding each other up, and this is how you do it. Because a hug goes a lot farther than a holler. It does. You know? It just does. It goes a lot farther, and just one day, you know, you wave the white flag and say, we're not going to fight today. I just wanted to say thank you. Don't even have to have a gift. it don't even mean nothing. You don't have to spend no money. You just pick up the phone and say, you know, I know I haven't said this, and I know I was wrong, but I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you raising my children. Call your own mama and tell her thank you. If you don't have one, it's okay too. You know, tell the Most High you thank him for the one he gave you for however long she was here. This is what we do. This is how we heal. These are the things that matter in life. You know, this is what we have to do to each other. This is how we get where we need to go. You know, because love covers a multitude of sin. It go a long way. You know, like I said, I've had experiences to see it a lot. I've seen a lot. I've seen, you know, those that struggle and they mad and they cussing the kids out because they angry, because they tired, they don't have no help. There's nobody to say, hey, let me give you a break. You know, they just can't do for themselves like they want to do for themselves, and they, you know, and all of that. But at the end of the day, those children are all you have. Those children are all that matter. You got to make, because they grow into adults. They are the ones that run society. You know, so we have to be able to do what we need to do as mothers to take care of them. You know? And to tell the Most High how much we appreciate, you know, him for the things that he's done and the things that he's allowed us to do. You know, because it's him. It's in him that we live, move, and we have our being. Nobody else can do this but him. He's the only one that gives us the power to do the things that we're doing right now. Oh, no, I think Brother Donia's back on. Brother Donia, I got your mic back open. It looks like we dropped you there for a minute.
Yeah, that was my ex-wife. She had called me, you understand, because I had called her earlier to wish her a happy Mother's Day.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Happy Mother's Day. You know, this is one of them days. You know how many times they cook for you and made sure you had the stuff you needed and, you know, made sure you got your clothes ready to go to school. Some of you didn't have the best examples, like the sister said, but guess what? Now you can be an example. You know, and Yah is both our mother and our father. He'll show you how to do it all. You know? So we do the best we can with who we are because we're a nation and we're growing. And we're trying to make this thing work. We're trying to make this thing happen.
Absolutely.
Oh, the Most High. Yah. Anybody else? I know it's got to be somebody else out there that has something to say as it relates to the mother. You know, the black woman, you know, the female. Because it's power, it's that female energy, it's power. We're powerful.
That song, A Black Woman Smile, I love that song. It hits on every facet, everything that the black woman did and do. You understand? Oh, man, it's a powerful, powerful piece. Powerful piece.
Yes, it is. We have too many examples. And, you know, even though we don't consider ourselves to be icons in society, we are. Even though we are not what they consider to be important people, we are. You know, we're the people that bring Israel into the world. We're the most important facet of it all. We are. Area code 215, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Just wanted to encourage the young mothers. I'm a mother of three grown children, but just to encourage you to just try to take it easy, easier than what we have done. We hold ourselves up as black women and black mothers up to a society that will never be satisfied. But when you take your kids out and they say something that you weren't quite pleased with, as long as it's not completely out of hand, just calm down, don't worry about who's around you, and just explain to them what they've done wrong. You know, a lot of times because we try to hold ourselves up to a society standard that is never pleased, we get anxious. We feel very anxious, and we wind up chastising them a little bit too hard, especially in public. And now's the time for us to really build up our children. Even when they make mistakes, you know, to set a calmer example so that they can go throughout life a little bit calmer. And also, I wanted to say to take the time out yourself. As you're giving your kids vitamins, you take vitamins, because we need all the strength that we can give. When your kids are asleep, you take a little nap, you know? Like, relieve yourself so that you can be the best that you can be. Looking back when I was raising my kids, I was constantly trying to keep up, as many of us do. Constantly trying to make sure homework's done, make sure this is done, and cleaning up and all of that. But it's one thing that my mother left with me. Don't try to do it all, because the best memories and the only memories that want to really carry out and hold someone over as they grow up is the memories that you create. So if your house is a little messy and you're tired, don't worry about the house, because guess what? You're not going to say, I came from the cleanest house in the neighborhood. No, you want your children to say, I've had the best memories, childhood memories. I can make it through this, and I can make it through that, because I remember the good times. And that's what you want to do. So please just let yourself off the hook a little bit so that you don't repeat, you know, our generations, the older generations, thing of worrying and stressing ourselves out, because even when our children are grown, they need us. They need us.
Yeah.
So we have to be also the best that we can be physically, emotionally, you know, and mentally. So I just say, just take the time out for yourself, you know, and don't worry about so much about, you know, trying to have all your ducks in a row. Just get the important things in a row. That's all. And again, happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Oh, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. It means a lot. You know, those are nuggets that we take with us. You know, I remember when I was raising my children and they were small, and my aunt used to come over, and I was a military wife at the time, and she was like, "You don't have a nasty house. Your house is just junky. You just got stuff everywhere." You know, and I was like, "I have three little kids. They're little kids." You know, and I remember I watched the Oprah Winfrey show. I never forget. And they had this couple on there, and they were going through their house. They were actually what you would call hoarders. And they had so much stuff. And the lady went through, and they were throwing things in the garbage and throwing things away. And the one thing that I took away from the show that the lady said, she said, "Remember, make sure there's nothing on the floor." She said, "Everything has a place, and there's nothing on the floor." And as a young mother, because I was in my 20s at the time, and I was like, "Nothing on the floor." And I started using that as a tool. And I was like, "Okay, I'm going to clean up and I'm going to make sure everything has a place." And me and my children turned it into a game. Everything has a place and nothing on the floor. And I started doing that. And growing, because I came from a very clean house. You know, but when it's your turn and you have little children, it's totally different. And it made me realize, and it showed me how to do that. And as a result, I used to do that. You know, and then when I had foster kids, because I had four children of my own, and I had five foster children at one time. So I had nine children in a house, and I had a big house. And my grandmother used to be like, "You are just like the little old lady in the shoe." And I was like, "That's okay. I like kids. I'm going to do it." And, you know, they paid me to do it, of course. But we had a system, and this was the system. I used to get index cards for each one of the rooms, and I'd be like, "This is what we're going to do." I said, "Everybody's going to be assigned a room to clean. And now, besides your own room, you're going to clean up the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, the bathroom. Somebody's going to be responsible for the basement. Somebody's going to be responsible for the yard. Somebody's going to be responsible for the garage. Everybody's going to have room." I said, "And I'm going to create index cards. And on these index cards, I'm going to show you how to clean this room. And each thing on the index card will tell you what I want you to do." I said, "Now one person is going to be the inspector. Your job is to inspect each room to make sure that everybody did what was on that card. If you pass inspection, then you get your allowance." I said, "Now if the inspector takes a bribe, then you have to do that person's work." And it worked like clockwork. We had the best time because it was teaching them community. It was teaching them how to flow together. It was teaching them how to take responsibility. And this is how we did that. And every week, this was for 1 week, and every week we rotated. Somebody else was the inspector. And everybody got allowances for what they were doing because they did their job. And today, I have foster kids come back to me now, like, "Do you know I still wash my walls down? Do you know I still mop my floors? Do you know I'm teaching my children? This is how these things go from generation to generation." You know, but they're mothers now. They're fathers now. And they're doing what they saw us do. You know, and that's the one thing that I remember from my grandmother's sister. She used to have something on the wall, and it was a poem. And if you Google it, you will pull it up. It says, "Children learn what they live." And I used to read that when I was little, like, wow, children learn what they live. And it went through the different scenarios. If they live in a house that's like this, then the child is going to be like this. If they live in a house like this, then the child is going to be like this. And as a young girl, I read that poem going over her house. You know, and understanding, I was like, wow, you know, just to understand. And it is the truth. You know, and that's how important parenting is, and mothers are, and fathers are. It's so important. It's not something you can just leave to anybody to do. Somebody else push one. I know somebody else has something to say on this day. So about that, anybody else whose mic is open, if you want to respond, you want to have something to say and as a response. But you know, as a mother and being a mother, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed, you know, raising them and watching them grow up and go off and live their lives now. You know, and all of them are grown and gone.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's very, very important that you ladies know how much you are appreciated. I truly appreciate my wife. We've been married for 10 years and together 11. And I truly appreciate how she raised her children. And that was part of the reason why I married her, because I knew that she handled by herself those four kids. The lady that you were just speaking with, the one that had the four girls, that's my wife. And I'm extremely, extremely proud of her and how she has raised her children. Her children are not in jail. They're not on drugs. They are just, you know, they are all married, and they have been married for over 20 years. And I'm extremely proud of her in the way that she raised them.
Hallelujah.
Also, I want you ladies to realize, remember a song called Ebony Eyes by Rick James and also Smokey Robinson?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Beautiful song. Love that song. When I was in the military, I noticed that a lot of guys would always go for the foreign women, and I understood why. But at the same time, it was like, why would you want to go down and leave the beautiful, our beautiful black women behind? I mean, they have every color of us, from dark to light, from straight hair to nappy hair. It doesn't matter. They're beautiful. They're very shapely. They're everything. I wouldn't want to be any other woman but a black woman. And if she happens to be black with Spanish, like my wife is, or she happens to be black with, you know, something else or whatever, she's still a black woman. And if she's a Hebrew, she you know, that's even great. And my wife is a Hebrew Israelite woman. So I'm thankful.
Hallelujah.
Now, concerning my mom and my grandmother, they're gone. I miss them every day. My mom passed away back in 2013. My grandmother, she passed away over 20 years ago, just over 20 years ago. And I miss them. My mom, when I was going through some problems with my, with a black woman who I was married to the first time, she had my son, and she would not allow me to see him. And I mean, I've gone to court, I've did everything that I could to try to get on and get things straight. But if it wasn't for my mom, the one thing she told me, she said, "Establish your beachhead." I said, "Mom, what did you say?" She said, "Establish my beachhead." And when she told me that, that galvanized me. I am so grateful to the Most High for her. She was not a perfect woman. But the thing was, God gave her, y'all gave her to work with what she had to work with. And I really am thankful. I'm thankful for my grandmother because she raised her. You know, my mom wanted to leave my dad when she was very young. My grandmother sat her down and told her some things that she needed to hear. And they were married for 52 years until she passed.
Hallelujah.
My parents gave my brother and I a home. Yes, they were fussing and fighting as far as, you know, going back and forth, you know, at each other, even until very late in life. But, man, when you try to come up against one of us or them, they will form a shield.
Yes,
like
sir.
Ugly. You hear me?
Yes,
nobody
yes.
came there through that house to try to mess with them or us at any
yes.
time. And when my mom accepted my wife, my present wife now, you know, my wife is a little older than I am. And she told me, she said, "Son, age doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you love her, you be with her." And I was really grateful for that because I wanted her to accept her a lot. And my wife got to know my mother, and my mother got to know my wife for about seven years. And I am so thankful for that. And ladies, please, 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 hang in there. You are all beautiful. No matter what you look like, you are beautiful. not only on the outside, but especially on the inside. Yah does not look at the outside. He looks at the inside.
Absolutely.
So you hang in there. Raise shields, raise swords, because he is with you. He will help you with your children. He will help you with your children. And also, I'm not bitter at my ex-wife who has kept my son from me. I'm not bitter at her. Matter of fact, I pray for her. And I especially pray for you, even though I've never raised them as far as, you know, being in his life all the time. But I hope that hope and pray, and I know, even though I may not see it, but I know someday I will see him.
Yes,
and we will be together, and we will talk.
Yes,
I'm sorry for me keeping so long.
No, that's fine. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you. Absolutely. Yes, hallelujah. Anybody else want to push one? Anybody else? Because this is Mother's Day. This is when you let your mother know, you know, and this is when you let it come out. This, you know, whatever it was. If you wasn't a perfect child, if you don't, if you in jail and you're on drugs, your mother still loves you. If you're a mother that was on drugs, it's okay too. The Most High still loves you, you know, and you do the best you can. You ask for forgiveness, and you can start over. As long as you have breath in your body, you can start over. It doesn't matter at this point. Area code 352, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm Yana.
Shalom.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
That's daughter. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to the best mother. I don't know if you, I'm pretty sure you know who she is, but
yes, ma'am.
She's a woman, and she has the type of mother to put her sister, and no question, we have what we need to have. She's always able to see past the walls and not judge me. We're just so much alike. I'm just now starting to realize it, but she's such a beautiful soul, spirit. And she has so many great qualities, and I just want to say, happy Mother's Day, Mom. Love you.
Oh, that is so nice. That is so very nice. That is what it's about.
Well,
thank you so much. That's what it's about. That's what it makes. That makes it all worthwhile. That makes it all worthwhile. You know, people think it's the money, and they think it's the gifts, and they think it's the, it's not. It's just the appreciation. It lets you know, I appreciate it. I appreciate all the hard work, you know, and even if they didn't, you know, I know you did the best you could, and there were circumstances, and you might have got strung out on drugs, but you my mama. I grew in your stomach, and I thank you for giving me life. You know what I'm saying? And some people don't have a mother alive today, but you can still thank Yah because she gave you life. Before she left here, she gave you life. And you have to give Yah some praise because now you're here and you're able to be a mother. It's a beautiful thing to have this opportunity called life, to be able to live and be able to have children and to live and to leave a legacy, to leave an extension of yourself. Anybody else want to push one? We got the, now the children is coming on board saying happy Mother's Day and thank you, Mother, and I appreciate all the things that you've done. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High. You know, this is one of those days. You know, this is the day that we set aside. Area code 313, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Area code 313, I think your phone might be on mute.
Hi, yes, how are you today? Happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yes, and all the mothers out there of Israel and the other nations that love our mighty and powerful God.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, because he said whoever loves him, you know, is in our family and does the will that he wants him to do is in our family too.
Yes.
So we give all praises to him and the honor and the glory. And without our mothers, we wouldn't be here. So that's a blessing from God.
Yes, it is.
Mm. Yes, it is. So you doing okay today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to hold back the tears, you know. I'm trying to hold back the tears. You know, it's just, it's beautiful because, you know, this is something that we have to learn how to do. You know, we, Father's Day is coming too. We got to honor the Father's Day. You know what I'm saying?
Well, of course, of course. Always. Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Because, you know, they, you know, if it weren't for them, you know, we wouldn't, I mean, if it wasn't for them, you know, we wouldn't be here because, you know, God made them in His image. So, yeah, so, you know, perhaps that's good, you know. It's good for the fathers, you know. We just, you know, we just want them to come back to God, you know, because, you know, a lot of them, you know, a lot of them turned away from Him.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, serving the worldly things, you know. So we, you know, we have to pray, you know, that they come, you know, that they come back to God and be strong and, you know, be what He wanted them to be, you know, in the first place.
Yes.
You
hallelujah.
Know, but,
praise the mighty
God. Yes, but we know Satan's seed is out there. And, you know, he's procreating, as they say, you know what I mean? So
yes,
we,
ma'am.
You know, yes. So we have to find a way to kill that seed, you know, and bring in the good seed, the God seed. Yes, yeah, so, you know, praise the Lord, we can do that, you know, through His name and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Thank you so much, ma'am. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Is there anyone else that would like to push one? This is the day to get it in. You know, like I said, when we talk about the other things, everybody's on the phone pushing one. Everybody has an opinion. You know, and Israel don't do this. There's certain days they don't even honor. But we do over
they
here because the scripture said, honor thy mother and thy father that thy days may be long on the earth.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
It does.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, they have to, you know, they have to put their, you know, their pride aside or, you know, whatever they're doing. You know, I mean, you know, it don't hurt to, you know, even though, you know, your mother might not been a perfect mother, but no one's perfect on this earth. But, you know, you came from the seed of her. So, you know, you have to bless her with every spirit in your body, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, if it weren't for mother, we wouldn't be here. You know, if it weren't for Eve, we wouldn't be here. You know, because she's the mother of all women.
Yes, you better believe it.
So, you know, they have to, you know, like the Father said, like God said, if you don't forgive your brother, then I can't forgive you. So
right.
I think that goes for our sisters too, you know.
That's right.
So the family of Israel, I mean, you know, we just have some kind of, you know, some kind of, I would say, problem in our heart that, you know, we can't forgive each other, and that's not, you know, that's not, you know, that's not right, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, we seem like we can forgive the other nations and, you know, what they do to us, but we can't forgive our own brothers and sisters. That's kind of, You know that kind of hurt me. You know, every day. You know. So,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
You know,
that is absolutely correct.
We just have to find it in our heart. You know, because, you know, if you can forgive, you know, you are from the Most High. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you know, all the things that we do, I mean, he forgive us. I mean, gracious person on this earth can do, you know, can do everything that the Most High does. You know, it's just it's just impossible, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
So, yes, hallelujah. So, you know, we have to try every day to, you know, to be like him, you know? We have to, you know, try to follow his, you know, his ways, you know what I mean? Because he said, my thoughts is not your thoughts, and my ways is not your ways.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
He telling us a lot about that, you know? He's saying, well, you have to change your ways, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what he's telling us. So, you know, we have to change our ways, you know, in order to prosper in this world and show the world that, you know, we are Israel and we are proud of being Israel, you know, God's chosen people. You know, we have to show we supposed to be an example to the world, you know, to show him how God do things and, you know, that he is real.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we got,
you know,
let me open up the mic. I got a few other people. Hold
okay,
on.
Yes.
Area code.
Okay, sure.
513,
yes.
Your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, everyone. This is Princess Adia. I just called in to wish my mom, Yaina, and all the other mothers a happy Mother's Day. I love you, Mommy.
Okay. Shalom, shalom. Happy Mother's Day to you, too. And what do you have? What do you want to say to all the mothers that are listening across the world?
Thank you. I think that about sums it up.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Shalom, shalom. Anybody else that want to say something, please feel free to push one. Please feel free to push one. And you know, somebody want to say something to their mom while they're on the line, and we're going to put this up on the internet for everybody to hear. It's going to be there for all the mothers, you know, saying shalom, shalom, happy Mother's Day. We thank you guys for coming today. You know, this is a Mother's Day show. We're not going to talk about nothing but mothers. You know, we may end it early, but we're not going to talk about nothing but mothers. This is a time for the mothers to get some acknowledgement, because we talk about everything all the time, you know. And I just wanted to say, you know, I appreciate everybody calling in and, you know, saying happy Mother's Day. You know?
Not wait for 5 minutes. Why are you bored?
Girl, oh, have mercy. Thank you, guys. Shalom, shalom. Anybody else want to push one? I know somebody else got something to say. Yeah, all these people on the line, all these men on the line, what you got to say to your mom, your baby mama, somebody? It's Mother's Day. We got to prep them. Lord, we're going to get them there. Woo! Hallelujah. All praises. Anybody else that's already with their mic already open, you have something you'd like to say? No? We thank you so much. All of the things that we have done, we made it. You know, we're here. We made it this far. We're on our way home, but we made it this far. We raised our children, and if you didn't raise them, the Most High blessed somebody else to raise them, and they turned into beautiful young men and women. And, you know, they have children, and they are raising their children. And we say to everybody, thank you so much, you know, for it all, because that's all that matters at this day and time, you know, that we made it through. We almost finished with this captivity. This is almost over with. We're at the end now. There's a lot that has to be said. We just thank you all for being a part of this call today, you know, and having a lot to say. Brother Donia, are you still with us? I don't know if he is or not. You have anything you'd like to say? You know, because we're going to end it early if nobody else is saying anything. We're not going to keep prepping and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I wanted to give the mothers a chance to have their day and to enjoy their Mother's Day. And if your family's coming over or to take you to dinner or whatever it is, we want to give them an opportunity to have a chance to do that, you know, and to say thank you. Anybody else want to say anything else to the mothers that are out there before we dismiss the call, because it's Mother's Day and I want you to enjoy time with your family?
I just want to let everybody know that I wish them a happy Mother's Day and enjoy this day, and keep doing what you're doing. It'll be all right. Things is going to get better for us, you understand, in the long run. Just keep doing what you're doing. Happy Mother's Day.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. We thank you for that. We're going to play this one more time, and then we're going to dismiss. Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. I got 702. 702, your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, man. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And it's a hard job. It's a thankless job. You're constantly on call 24 hours a day, even though they are grown now. Now, me and my daughter, we're not on the best of terms, but I did the best that I could do. Because, like I said, there's no book on how to do it. And sometimes everything is cool and sometimes it's not. But I love my daughter, and I know she loves me. We're just kind of clashing right now. But, you know, I've come to terms with it, and it is what it is. You know,
all right.
I did the best. And, you know, and I'm not beating myself up about it. If I made some mistakes, I prayed about it. And I know God has forgiven me, and, you know, it's just going to take some time for her to do it. And as far as my own mother's concerned, my mother, I love her dearly. She has done far above and beyond what needed to be done. I mean, she really made some sacrifices. And I will always love and appreciate her for that. The only thing that I do pray is that one day that Yah will open up her eyes. You know, she's a big part of the, you know, her church. She teaches Sunday school, and I've actually tried to talk to her about, you know, my awakening, and you know, she's kind of looking at me like I'm crazy because she still believes that we are the Gentiles and that all of this is nonsense. But I understand. You know, I'm just hoping that, you know, one day that, you know, Yah will open up her eyes and my daughter's eyes and my brother's eyes so that we all can leave here together. Because I'm ready to go. I am ready to leave here. I'm tired. You know, and all, it seems like all of this stuff that's happening with the people calling the police just for you just being there. You know, a girlfriend of mine had an incident where they were making root beer floats for people, and as soon as she came in, they got silent. You know, and I guess they thought about it as an afterthought and then offered it to her. And, of course, she was like, no. You know, but I'm like, it's just, you just get tired of always having to fight, you know, always got to march, always got to protest. Always got a boycott. I'm like, let's hurry up and get the hell out of here. And that's all I got to say. Everybody, happy Mother's Day.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yeah, shalom, shalom, everyone. Anyone else before we say goodnight? Anyone else have anything they'd like to say?
Yes, I want to say something. I just want to, first of all, give y'all praise to y'all. I want to thank all the mothers for being you and being who you are. And I want to leave you with this piece from Maya Angelou. And it reads, "It's the fire in my eyes. It's the flashes in my teeth. The swing in your waist and the joy in your feet. I am a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenally woman is me."
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us this evening. And we hope you have a wonderful evening. Mothers, go out and enjoy yourself. Allow yourself to have dinner. Treat yourself to something and keep your feet up flat. Say shalom, shalom to everyone. And we thank you for joining us.
Do you know how strong you have to be to make a black woman smile? Do you have any idea what an accomplishment that is? She has borne the weight of this country on her back for 400 years. She's been carrying the load of America in her belly since its infancy. She has suffered the agony of unassisted, husbandless childbearing since the 1600s. Have you any idea how much strength it takes to put a smile on her face? You need the strength of Samson, the nerve of Joshua, and the courage of David facing Goliath. Because she has cultivated in her womb the marvel of the universe, only to have her hopes and dreams aborted and her aspirations show up dead on arrival. She's given birth to kings and queens and delivered on her majestic promise, only to see her children kidnapped and sold to a criminal with no respect for her royalty. If you can make a black woman smile, you are a miracle worker. Imagine breastfeeding your child in Virginia, having him snatched from your arms, branded, then hijacked to Louisiana, and publicly fondled on a New Orleans auction block. If the memory of that pain was locked bound in your DNA, would you be smiling? If you breastfed someone else's child, only to watch her grow old enough to call you darky, pickaninny, and nappy-headed jigaboo, you wouldn't be smiling either. If you can make a black woman smile, you have done something. If you can make her smile, you are stronger than Africa. Because God knows she has been. She's been raped and ravaged and scorned and nearly annihilated. She's been pimped and pummeled and stoned and deliberately depreciated. She has cooked and cleaned and sewn and never been compensated. She's been forced to watch the offspring of her loins mangled and maligned across centuries. Her character has been continuously smeared, assassinated over and over and over, again and again and again. You ever thought about how strong you have to be just to be a black woman? She's had to make brick without straw after being stripped of all her customs, all her culture, and all her traditions. No other woman in the history of the civilized world has gone through what she's gone through. No other being on the planet has endured what she has endured. She's been chastised, criticized, demonized, and terrorized. She's had to stand when her man was bullwhipped for trying to stand. She's had to stand when her man was castrated for trying to stand. She's had to stand when her man was hung by his neck for trying to stand. She's had to carry her man, because every time he tried to carry himself, he was murdered for trying to do so. Ask Betty Shabazz about Malcolm. Ask Coretta Scott King about Martin. Ask Emmett Till's mother. If you can make a black woman smile, you have achieved something. Since 1619, when we came in chains, the entire world's been messing with her brain, disrespecting her, calling her out of her name. And she's tired. Just plain Fannie Lou Hamer tired. Tired of being called B words and H words and N words and other words and everything except the child of God that she is. But the one thing in this world that will make a black woman smile is her man. A real man. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, she will smile. She will smile regularly and gladly. So man up, my brother. Man up and make your woman smile. Treat her like the queen that she is. She deserves it. And recognize this. In all of God's creation, there is nothing more alluring, more appealing, or attractive. Nothing more beautiful, nothing more charming, more charismatic, or captivating. There's nothing more delightful, nothing more elegant or exquisite. There's nothing more fascinating. There's nothing more inspiring,
intoxicating or invigorating. There is nothing more magnificent, nothing more lovely than a black woman's smile.
All right, everyone. Enjoy your day, ladies. Enjoy your day. Sit back, kick up your feet, get your favorite meal, do whatever it is you want to do today, and just know that Yah has made us to bring forth Israel. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.